broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTTO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
Yes, good morning. Great to have you listening in. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're looking at temperatures a little cooler than they were at this time yesterday, but still not too bad. 37 degrees now in Tioga. Ray coming in at 39, as well as Wild Rose and Epping, along with Watford City and Columbus this morning. We've got 34 in Stanley, 43 degrees coming out of Crosby and Williston. Reporting 32 now in Bismarck, 37 in White Earth and McGregor, 34 now in Minot. Looks like 41 degrees in Noonan and Alamo, along with Granora. Reporting 30 degrees in Berthold. We've got 34 in Battleview, 36 in Kenmare. Grand Forks coming in at 32. And this morning, looks like Fargo is coming in at 34 degrees. And a very happy Thursday morning to you, Spence. Great to have you on the other side of the microphone this morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Like you said, I just was looking right as you were speaking of the daily forecast, and rest of the weekend, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, looking like it's going to be a pretty nice day. All in all, 62 for the high under a partly sunny sky. That'll be really nice weather for that softball game, that fast-pitch softball game that we're broadcasting today in the 4 o'clock hour over at the Northwest Softball Field in Ray, as Tioga takes on Ray in sub-region 3 baseball, softball, rather. That'll be a great game today that we'll cover, and we'll have another brand-new KTGO announcer for the play-by-play, Mr. Greg Tanini. He'll do a great job, and looking forward to having him do some more play-by-play with us along the way. It is Thursday, April 29th, 119th day of the year. We've got 246 days left in 2021. And looks like there is a fire weather watch for western and central North Dakota in the works for tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service in Bismarck. There's critical fire weather conditions possible across much of western and central North Dakota tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow early evening. West to west, southwesterly winds will reach sustained speeds of anywhere from 20 to 25, gusting up to about 35. That, along with the minimum relative humidity values expected to fall to around 12%, combined with dry fuels, could result in critical fire weather conditions. And any fires that ignite would spread rapidly and become difficult to control or suppress. And so that fire weather watch means that the critical fire weather conditions are forecast to occur, and they recommend you listen to later forecasts and possible red flag warnings coming up tomorrow. Targeted area counties in the fire watch in this area include Burke, Divide, McKenzie, Montrail, Ward, and Williams counties. So that fire watch for western and central North Dakota is in effect tomorrow afternoon into early tomorrow evening. Why don't we take a moment here, get into this morning's Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem here on KTGO, the flag. We'll be right back. Fantabulous. Wonderful to have you listening in this morning. Some news stories we're covering here in just a few short moments. Don't miss an episode of Talk of the Town ever again. You can simply subscribe to our podcast. You can go to am1090theflag.com and subscribe. Or you can even search for Talk of the Town in your favorite podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And if you're looking for our show archives, you can simply Google up am1090theflag.com, and you'll see a listing of different links, and show archives is there. You can just click on that. It'll bring you up to some days and dates that you can revisit and listen into past shows, including Talk of the Town, Morning Lowdown, and What's on Your Mind. So I encourage you to do that. And if you want to listen into some of our former broadcasts of sporting events, whether it's football, volleyball, basketball, baseball, softball, we've got all those archived as well for you. So pretty easy to catch up on some great entertainment. And we look into some news stories this morning. This segment is being brought to us by our friends at Cashwise Foods in Tioga. They've lowered thousands of prices store-wide. Number one in low prices. Coburn's celebrating 100 years in business with Cashwise Foods. And all this month, in every department, huge, tremendous savings. Gotta love that. Wonderful weekly promotions and savings. Some big ones going on this week, definitely at Tioga Cashwise Foods. They know the importance of being involved, and they give back. They focus on fighting hunger. They invest in our youth, and they promote healthy living. And they proudly serve with the Tioga Chamber of Commerce. They support the community of Tioga and beyond. We're talking Tioga Cashwise Foods here. Well, the largest Scandinavian festival in North America, the Norsk Postfest in Minot, is being postponed for a second straight year. Yep, North Dakota's most popular annual festival is being postponed for the second straight year. Event officials cited concerns about COVID-19 hurting the tourist business and travel, of course, as well as whether participants would be willing to gather in large groups. Before last year's cancellation, the four-day event had taken place every September in Minot for the past 42 years. It's attracted about 60,000 visitors annually and more than 100 vendors from around the world, but not this year. Festival officials are making plans to bring the event back in 2022. Yesterday, the North Dakota legislature overrode Governor Burgum's veto of a bill that would give lawmakers more oversight on how federal funding is spent. Representatives voted 75-11 yesterday to override the governor. 63 House votes were needed to provide a two-thirds majority. The Senate voted unanimously late Tuesday. 32 votes were needed in that chamber. The override votes came as North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem said the bill may not survive a court challenge. He told the Associated Press that the governor was well within his constitutional authority to veto the bill and that he thought the new law would be difficult to defend from a constitutional aspect. Burgum also said in a veto message on Tuesday that the bill clearly violates the separation of powers doctrine and would be unconstitutional. The legislature passed the bill after the state received $1.25 billion in federal coronavirus relief funding last year. North Dakota Emergency Commission, headed by Burgum, largely determined how the money would be spent. North Dakota is expecting more than $1 billion in additional federal coronavirus relief after the legislature adjourns. The measure limits spending to $50 million by the panel during each two-year legislative cycle. It requires the governor to call a special legislative session for expenditures above that. Burgum said that that would risk violating the North Dakota Constitution by having the legislature meet for more than 80 days that it's allowed to every 2 years. It's 6:15. We'll take a timeout, get into Loose Tales. We'll be back with more stories that we're following this morning for you here on Talk of the Town, broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio in Tioga. Great to have you listening in on this 29th day of April. KTGO, the flag. Flowers fly.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, This is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
There you go, Aretha Franklin with Respect entered the U.S. Top 40 chart on this day back in 1967 with that song. You've got Jim and Spence here with Talk of the Town this morning as we continue to cover some stories. This segment is being brought to us by Tioga Ace and Stanley Ace Hardware Stores. Your local Tioga and Stanley Ace Hardware Stores have all the lawn and garden brands that you trust, including Ego. And right now, you can save $30 with your Ace Rewards card on an Ego Power 56-volt string trimmer, priced at only $199.99. Or you can save $50 with your Ace Rewards card on an Ego Power 56-volt select cut-touch drive-propelled self-propelled mower, priced at just $5.99. Lots and lots of great deals at Tioga Ace and Stanley Ace Hardware Stores. They also have the local experts who make sure you get everything you need, because at Ace they have their own list, and that list includes great service, and that's on top of that list. So shop and save now at your local Ace Hardware Stores in Stanley and in Tioga. A proposal for a state-backed theme and amusement park that has been kind of mocked as a symbol of wasteful spending was withdrawn yesterday from the budget of an agency that promotes economic development and tourism in the state of North Dakota. A legislative conference committee of three House members and three senators scrapped the provision for the facility on state-owned land adjacent to Interstate 94 near the exiting National Buffalo Museum in Jamestown, which is about midway between Fargo and Bismarck. The unanimous vote came after the Senate soundly rejected State Commerce Department's more than $129 million budget on Tuesday, with the proposed facility being the major sticking point. The House earlier approved the agency's budget with the included provision, but not without much criticism as being a waste of taxpayer money. Supporters of the facility envisioned a Buffalo-related attraction, including a museum, an amphitheater, kid-friendly activities, tethered ball rides, and a zip line. Backers believed it would provide an economic boost to a region with little else to offer right now. The proposal was quietly tucked into the State Commerce Department's more than $129 million budget in the waning weeks of the legislative session. And the idea was floated by Jamestown area lawmakers. Never got a public hearing. The plan relied mostly on $60 million in loans from newly approved legislation aimed at creating an in-state investment policy for North Dakota's voter-approved oil tax savings account, which is also known as the Legacy Fund. The State Investment Board, which invests the Legacy Fund money, would have also had to approve the idea. They required $5 million from local sources. If approved by state investors and the matching money obtained, the project was then to get a $5 million grant from the state's general fund, which is spent on an assortment of programs, including education and human services, and financed mostly by state taxes on income, sales, and energy. So at this point, the state-backed theme and amusement park has been canceled. Not going to happen at this time. Federal investigators have executed a search warrant on former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, seizing electronic devices. Yesterday, the raid on Giuliani was the first reported by the New York Times. It comes as federal authorities were investigating whether he violated the law by lobbying the Trump administration on behalf of Ukrainian officials in 2019. Of course, Giuliani had served as former President Donald Trump's personal attorney on a number of high-profile matters. And according to Giuliani's attorney, seven FBI agents arrived at the apartment at 6 in the morning on Wednesday and remained there roughly for 2 hours. The agents seized several electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones. Biden used his address to Congress last night to pitch his economic plan for America. He said to provide citizenship to millions of migrants, push for gun control, police reform, and much more. He told the wealthy and corporate Americans that they will need to pay their fair share and promised that he would create millions of good-paying jobs. President and his party are pulling the country further apart. Ben said the Democrats are throwing money at problems, and only common sense makes common ground. Biden continued to promote his promise of unity, and Senator Mitch McConnell said the administration seems to have given up on selling actual unity in favor of catnip for their liberal base. And Biden visits Georgia today, where he will continue to promote his vision for rebuilding America. It's a vision that Republicans say will not rebuild, but rather kill jobs and shrink the economy. ICE warned the White House back in January of a 50% reduction of arrests of illegal immigrants under the new guidance that they put out, a prediction that ultimately has proved accurate as arrests plunged a month later. In addition, there are new reports that Biden's policies are facing resistance from within the ranks. Some law enforcement sources with the U.S. Border Patrol have sent a memo informing them that they're not able to comply with the Biden administration's demand to use non-lethal or non-legal immigration terms. Biden's long-held dream of a pathway to citizenship for 11 million undocumented Americans, known as Dreamers, appears to be further away than ever, but he's still hoping Congress can push through some reform legislation. And as Biden heads to Georgia today, just weeks after he backed Major League Baseball's decision to strip Atlanta of the All-Star Game, Major League Baseball did protest the state's new voting law. Key Republicans introduced bills to end baseball's antitrust exemption. And thanks to that 1922 landmark Supreme Court case, the national pastime is regarded as an exhibition and not subject to the Constitution's Commerce Clause. Baseball is the only major sport with this special status. And with that, we'll take a quick time out, get into our Fox Business Report on this Thursday morning, April 29th. Great to have you listening in to Talk of the Town. Good morning, it's 6:30.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is looking at dramatic increases in Apple and Facebook earnings. Both companies are seeing the benefit of people using their devices and apps more in the pandemic. Apple says its earnings were up more than 50% and it'll buy back stock. Facebook is reporting a jump in ad revenue. Nokia is reporting a strong quarter helped by demand for telecom equipment for 5G networks. Investors are also looking at President Biden's economic proposals and the Fed's decision to continue supporting the economic recovery. Verizon paid $9 billion to buy Yahoo and AOL, and now the Wall Street Journal says Verizon is looking to sell the businesses at a discount. Its digital media business, Ode, failed to live up to expectations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, and more. Now, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV exposing the truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special on Newsmax TV. Now on all major cable systems. Get Newsmax free on smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching. Newsmax is real news.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. What should you do if people are speaking ill of you? What should you say when envious or spiteful persons spread falsehoods at your expense? Sir Francis Bacon said, "In taking revenge, a man is but even with his enemy, but in passing it over, he is superior, for it is a prince's part to pardon." Solomon wrote, "It is a glory of a man to pass by an offense." So to answer our earlier question, what do we say or do when falsehood is spread against us? The answer is, live out the opposite of what they say. If someone says something unkind about you, live your life in such a way that no one will believe it. If you pass over an offense in a princely manner, as Bacon suggests, you are still going to have some angry energy you need to channel. Rather than channeling that energy into getting even, we can direct it toward living in a way that convinces all of the falsity of the accusation. And in such matters, actions truly speak louder than words. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against.
Yeah, Against the Wind. Bob Seger's album, Against the Wind, was certified gold and platinum and, well, contained that hit, Against the Wind. The title track of that album was on this date back in 1980 that occurred. Very good morning to you. 6:35. Great to have you listening in to Talk of the Town. You got Jim and Spence here. And, you know, we've got the daunting task of trying to come up with a replacement program to fill the time span that has been a very important one on this radio station and radio stations across the country. We're talking about the Life After Rush here, Rush Limbaugh program, which has been on the airwaves for a number of years. And at this point in time, it's almost at the sunset here where they won't be available to broadcast here. We know it's very important to continue to, you know, maintain faith and family and freedom values. We all know that Rush Limbaugh projected that on his show over the years. No real replacing of the greatest conservative talk show host of our time, but we must come up with an alternative program that we'll be putting in between 11 and 2 to replace the Rush Limbaugh show. And we need your help. And this week, we have been auditioning a program, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, to get some feedback from you, seeing if that would be a good program to put in that time slot. This next week, the Charlie Kirk Show will be a program that we'll be auditioning all week long, Monday through Friday. So if you have the time, please listen in. Let us know your thoughts. Share your thoughts on those two programs that we'll be running. And then beginning on May 10th, we'll take a trial run for a week for the Fox Across America program and see how that fits that time period. If you've got some other ideas or thoughts about whom you think would be really good to put in that three-hour time block, please let us know. And you can simply email us at studio@flagfamily.com. Very serious situation. We need to try to make the best decision possible, and we're asking faithful listeners of this radio station to please give us your input and let us know what you think we should do, because we want to make the hopefully the right decision, the best decision. Not everybody will be happy. It's impossible to please everybody. But if we can kind of come to a consensus and kind of move in the right direction with your help and support, we probably will be successful at that. And the program note for this weekend, Saturday, we will no longer be doing Rush's weekend review. We will now be carrying a program called Watchdog on Wall Street. You'll have a chance to sample that program coming up between 1 and 4 this Saturday. And of course, you can always let us know your thoughts on that brand new program as well. You can simply email us at studio@flagfamily.com. Meanwhile, birthdays, very important. Everybody, you know, has a birthday at least once a year. We want to celebrate those special moments with you with our birthday salutes. We do celebrations twice daily here on the Talk of the Town. We've got a celebration coming up at 6:50 and also 7:50 this morning. You can get your birthdays in, whether it's yours, friend, family member, coworker, neighbor, doesn't really matter. We'd love to hear from you. 701-664-5846. And you can also email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. And on this 29th day of April, a few things took place in history. And we'll take a quick gander at these items that took place. It was on this date back in 1429 that Joan of Arc entered the besieged city of Orleans, France, to lead a victory over the British. 1865, on this day, New Orleans fell to Union forces during the Civil War. 1945, during World War II, American soldiers liberated 32,000 Nazi victims in Germany's concentration camp. 1946, 28 former Japanese leaders were indicted in Tokyo for war crimes. 1965, five people died when an earthquake hit Seattle, Washington. 1974, on this day, President Nixon released edited transcripts of secret White House tapes relating to the Watergate scandal. 1981, truck driver Peter Sutcliffe admitted in London court to being the Yorkshire Ripper, the killer of 13 women in northern England during a five-year period. In 1985, 17 space shuttles missions, Challenger 7 was launched. 1987, a youngster, Ronnie DeSillers, who was 7 years old, who had liver problems, whose story brought support from President Reagan, died at a Pittsburgh hospital while he was awaiting a fourth transplant. 1988, McDonald's announced it would open its first restaurant in Moscow. 1991, an earthquake measuring over 7 on the Richter scale hit Soviet Georgia, killing at least 100 people. 1993, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II announced that for the first time, Buckingham Palace would be opening to tourists to help raise money for repairs at the fire-damaged Windsor Castle. 1995, rescue workers in Oklahoma City continued the grim task of searching for bodies and pulling debris from the bombed-out Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, where the remains of more than 120 of the 168 victims had been recovered. On this date in 1996, former CIA Director William Colby, who was missing after an apparent boating accident, was later recovered. He had been deceased. 1998, U.S., Canada, and Mexico ended tariffs on $1 billion in the NAFTA trade deal. And in 2000, Lennox Lewis knocked out Michael Grant in the second round at the Madison Square Garden to retain his WBC and IBF heavyweight titles. And it was on this date in 2004 that Oldsmobile built its final car, ending 107 years of production. So there you have it. Today and tomorrow, and then it's over for April. So Saturday brings in a new month, and hopefully a nice one. It looks like Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high of about 76. Next couple of days, partly sunny, 62 for today's high. That'll be nice weather for the softball game over in Ray. Tioga Lady Pirates taking on the Lady Ray Jays in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll have a pregame around 4:15. First pitch should take place at about 4:30. Mr. Greg Tanini will be our play-by-play announcer today. Keep it here for more spring sports, including baseball with the boys and more softball for the girls. And we do have a fire weather watch for western and central North Dakota taking effect tomorrow afternoon and early evening. Critical fire weather conditions possible across much of western, north central, central North Dakota tomorrow afternoon and early evening. West to southwesterly winds, 20 to 25, gusting up to about 35, along with the minimum relative humidity values, creating a potential for fire hazard combined with dry fuels resulting in fire weather conditions. And they say any fires that ignite would spread rapidly and become more difficult to control or suppress at this time. They have targeted county areas throughout the central and western North Dakota, and the counties in this area include Burke, Divide, McKenzie, Montrail, Ward, and Williams counties. So got that going tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. People making a note that Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris got to sit behind Biden last night. That marked the first time that two women sat behind a U.S. president during a speech to Congress. Biden, of course, making comments on that a number of times last night. The Girl Scouts in Virginia are trying something different this year to sell their cookies. They're going to be doing drone delivery. So that's kind of something new. Also, Mother's Day, of course, is coming up here soon. And that is on May 9th, Sunday. According to a recent survey, majority of the mothers said you can skip the breakfast thing in bed. You know, you don't have to do that. 70% of moms say they really want a day to themselves. And the top annoyance is cleaning up after whatever little celebration you planned. Sorry, Mom. The survey recently conducted also gave moms top wishes. 51% just simply want a good night's sleep. That would be enough to make them happy for Mother's Day. And then possibly a self-care day with a spa, manicure, massage, and so forth. About 40% said that that would really make their day special. And then 38% of moms said that a simple night out with their friends would really make them happy. And again, back to some top annoyances for mothers on Mother's Day. Again, key findings include cleaning up after the party that you held for Mom, and then not being able to take a break from the everyday routines, having to wake up early, and simply having no time alone. But Mother's Day is coming up. Very special person in our lives. Good not to take advantage of your mom, and respect goes a long ways, that's for sure. Mother's Day coming up on the 9th. Happy birthday to all moms out there. We'll take a quick little time out. We'll get into Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. Then we'll take our birthday salute coming up next year on KTGO's Talk of the Town. Great to have you listening in on this 29th day of April. It's a Thursday morning.
What's driving up the price of tractors and auctions, and what is affecting the value of new tractors? Next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeier.
Once again, I'm talking with Andy Murnock, Pfeiffer's Auction here. We're at an auction in Jamestown here before the auction gets going. Standing in front of four really nice tractors. What do you credit the increase in the value of these good used tractors to? I mean, some people are saying it's always because of COVID. That's what we're blaming everything on, isn't it?
You know, and they're obviously... there was a lot of support last year for agriculturists and through COVID. However, I believe it's a small portion of it. We're looking at possible changes in tax codes.
Yes.
That's number one. We've got low interest rates, number two. We're starting to see a large feeling of optimism put on commodity prices and what we're anticipating for 2021. That's number three. And you start looking at, again, the comparison to the separate option of buying new equipment versus buying used equipment. You can buy good, cheap horsepower right now for about half price off of a dealer lot. And so you put all these collective things into one perfect storm, and it creates one heck of a good market.
Are the dealers having an issue getting new equipment in? Have you heard anything about that? Or
you know, it's not just on the equipment side; it's on the trucks and the trailer side. There's a really big shortage on the manufacturing side because of certain components. Maybe not necessarily from John Deere or Case or from Kenworth, but a switch in the cab of the tractor,
right,
or tires is in a pretty big shortage right now. We're starting to see rubber market is gaining a lot of steam right now because there's a shortage of tires. All of these little components that go into manufacturing this equipment, there's shortages out there of certain specific components out there, and that's what's causing a shortage in supply.
Once again, that's Andy Murnock, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, as we get ready to sell some tractors and find out what the value is coming up today on the auction scene. I'm Scott Bachmeier, and this is the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report.
Hold on, Wilson Phillips, and one of the members of that group is actually celebrating her 53rd birthday today, and that would be Carney Wilson, celebrating her birthday today. As we get into this birthday salute this morning, I want to wish you the very best if you're celebrating your birthday, and we do have a birthday going on in the Tioga area, or at least a citizen of the Tioga area, or citizens, Debbie Rice and also Kellen Longy, celebrating birthdays on this 29th day of April. Happy, happy birthday. Hope you two have a wonderful, wonderful day and have many, many more happy birthdays. Also celebrating today, you got Jerry Seinfeld. He's 67 years old today. Gal that played Jan from TV's The Brady Bunch turned 63 years old today. She, of course, is Eve Plum, the one that was in the middle left of the 1960s Zoom screen on the old TV there. And she, of course, coined that phrase, Marsha, 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 back in the day. Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys, singer-guitarist, is 78 years old today. And Tommy James, he was with the Shondells back in the day, big singer, is 74 years old. So some birthdays locally and beyond today. You can get those other birthdays in if you'd like to this next hour. You can simply give us a call, 701-664-5846, or email at ktgo@flagfamily.com. I'd love to hear from you and build on that birthday list today. Looks like Essential Quality is a 2-1 favorite to win the Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday. You'll start in the number 14 position. May 1st, marking the day of the Kentucky Derby. Again, that's coming up Saturday. Astronaut who flew on one of the most famous space missions of all time has passed on. Michael Collins was 90 years old, and he was part of that three-member crew of Apollo 11. the first lunar landing mission back in 1969. Unlike Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, he never had the opportunity to walk on the moon. Well, for what it's worth, Fox plans to produce a Flintstones spinoff. It's going to be called Bedrock. That's all I've got. No idea about the cartoon characters or anything like that, but there is a spinoff coming up. West Virginia offering a $100 savings bond to everyone between the ages of 16 and 35 who get vaccinated. Remember Randy Quaid, the guy that played Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation and some of those other vacation movies? Well, he's seriously considering a run for governor in California. And if you need to get that real ID so you can do some air travel, the deadline is getting done. It's been bumped due to the pandemic. Now you've got till May 3rd of 2023 to get that real ID. Getting close to Hannity's Morning Moment here. KTG on the play.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I do not believe any longer that we have equal justice and equal application of our laws after watching all of this unfold with the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. I don't believe it anymore. You know, the idea that one president gets impeached over as President Trump would say, a perfectly fine phone call that he knew numerous people were listening to. How is it possible? And you got Joe bragging on tape, leveraging $1 billion taxpayer dollars to fire a Ukrainian prosecutor, the same guy investigating his son. The son that is part of the Biden family syndicate that's being paid millions with zero experience. Oh, there's nothing there. There's nobody. No serious person says there's anything wrong with that.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf has been engineering and making the original zero-turn lawnmowers right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts. Professional landscapers and homeowners rely on Hustler's trademark smooth track steering, their durable welded steel decks, and their premium reinforced seats that provide a superior ride and ultra comfort. Once you drive a Hustler, you'll immediately feel the difference. And let me tell you something else, you'll actually look forward to mowing your grass. These top-of-the-line mowers allow you to mow faster and more efficiently. For professionals, that means more money in your pocket. For homeowners, that means spending more time with your family. If something should ever happen to your Hustler mower, or you simply need a replacement part like a new blade, help is never far away with Hustler's gigantic network of over 1,000 dealers nationwide. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find one near you. That's HustlerTurf.com.
Another full hour coming up here. 39 degrees now in Tioga and Ray. Also Wild Rose, Epping, and Watford City, along with Columbus. 41 now in Alamo, Noonan, and Granora. 43 in Williston, 45 in Crosby. Ray's coming in at 43. Stanley at 37. Bombs away. Minnesota Twins ended their four-game losing streak, ambushing the Cleveland Indians with six home runs and a 10-2 victory. Byron Buxton led off the game with a solo homer en route to his first 5-for-5 game at the plate in his career. Mitch Garver led the power surge with two home runs. Twins have a day off today. We'll begin a three-game weekend series versus the Kansas City Royals tomorrow. First pitch set at about 7:10. Minnesota Wild's seven-game winning streak came to an end after they blew a couple of goals in the third period. St. Louis Blues down the Wild 4-3. And the first round of NFL draft is tonight. The draft is set to begin at 7 o'clock. Former NDSU quarterback Trey Lance is expected to be drafted in the first round, potentially in the top 10 picks. Esports headlines brought to us by our good friends at Williston Auto, sponsors of the Sports Desk here at KTGO. They always pay more for your trade. Price sells cars at Williston Auto. They'll actually buy your vehicle today for top dollar cash money. We'll get more details on that when we check in with the purchasing manager for Williston Auto, Kirby Brown, this morning at around 7:20. Meanwhile, this is AM 1090, FM 92.7, KTGO Tioga. Great to have you listening in. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. We'll catch